last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Well, to mark World Heart Day, we're joined by one of our greatest ever athletes, Sonia O'Sullivan, Benecol Brand Ambassador. Sonia, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. Given that you are still clearly so fit and trim, you don't have to worry about your heart or your fitness or your health, do you?
Well, I didn't think so. I always think I'm going well. I suppose the important thing for me every day is to get out and do something and, you know, to eat as healthy as possible, which I think I do. But I suppose you change your diet when, you know, from being an elite athlete and you're trying to be super healthy to relatively healthy. And I found out recently that my cholesterol was a little bit high and probably an accumulation of yeah, plenty butter on the scones and cream and all the good things in life. Maybe, you know, I always think a little a lot works, but maybe the accumulation of that is not always what you want to hear. But I think once you have a number in your head and you get the little red flags going, you feel like at least you've got the chance to do something about it.
How much do you train now, given that you used to train not obsessively, but a hell of a lot. And you did so because you were racing. And your life was based around perhaps the time that you used to spend running. What do you do now?
So I suppose I don't really call it training because I always think training is, you know, a bit more elite and going for, you know, I suppose international competitions. I'm more focused on just getting out there and doing something, being active. And I try to do something probably for an hour most days. So I've got myself to the point now where I can run probably every second day. And, you know, you have to accept, you know, that you can't run every day. You can't run as fast or as far as you'd like to go. And just you run enough so that you can actually run a few days a week. And then I fill in the gaps with I go to the gym a few times a week, which I think is really beneficial, especially, you know, as you're getting a bit older, it's good to maintain some strength. And then a bit of cycling and swimming as well. So, yeah, always doing something every day. But 1 hour, I think, is plenty for what I would call most normal people, including myself.
Yeah, I think the last time I met you, we were both working on the Swim for a Mile campaign, which was about 10 years ago to re-encourage people to get back into the pool if they'd given up swimming. But I'm interested in what you say as well there about strength training, because when you get to middle age, isn't it important to actually continue to work your muscles rather than necessarily just doing the aerobic work that might be involved in running and swimming and in cycling?
Yeah, and it is really important to go to the gym. And I think the big benefit of going to the gym is like you have to realize and understand why you're doing it. And, you know, it's not to go in there and to be big and strong, but to actually you're being strong enough so that you can carry yourself. And you notice that with a lot of people as they get old, they can't actually carry themselves and they end up getting lots of aches and pains. And that's only because some of your muscles are getting a bit lazy and they're not doing that much work. So we got to wake up all those lazy muscles and, you know, get them all working together so that you don't have so many aches and pains as the years go by.
Now, we see you regularly on our television screens when we have things like the Olympics or the recent World Championships. How encouraging is it to you as something of a trailblazer in women's athletics in Ireland to see now that we have just so many brilliant female athletes who have come to the fore? Most recently, of course, Kate O'Connor in the heptathlon, but also things like last year, the 4x400 meter runners in the Olympic Games. And, you know, even if they're not winning medals, people like Sarah Healy in the women's 1500 this year and Fionnuala McCormack at the age of 40 in the marathon.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic to see so many women out there and, you know, competing at the highest level. And, you know, I think a lot these athletes, they all, you know, inspire young kids, men, boys and girls to look up to them and to want to be like them one day. And, you know, I don't think I ever really realized it back when I was running on the world stage and in the Olympics, because there wasn't so much, I suppose the interaction wasn't the same as it is now with social media and everything, where the connection with the stars and the fans and the young kids is so much greater, and the accessibility to seeing, you know, what all these athletes can do. I didn't realize, you know, how much of a, I suppose, inspiration I was to people back then. Only when I meet a lot of these female athletes now, and, you know, I'm probably one of the names that they say was the first female athlete that they actually, you know, recognized or remember a name to, or remember the television being wheeled into the classroom 25 years ago for the Sydney Olympics. So it's great to see, you know, the result of that, you know, that people have taken inspiration and they've gone out there and found their way, found their path. And now they're competing even, you know, in great numbers across so many different sports on the world stage, the European stage, and even just, you know, being the best in Ireland and just stepping stones all across the way. And you have to take those stepping stones and, you know, you tick all the boxes and you do get to go out there on the world stage and compete at the highest level.
Are the opportunities greater now than they might have been in your time, in that there are more opportunities for young girls and teenagers to do the training and to get the opportunity to run in races that encourage them to go on into adulthood, which mightn't quite have been there in your time?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot more choice of activities for, you know, women of all ages to take up and to take part in, and, you know, not necessarily always at the highest level, but just in a enjoyable and a healthy way. And, you know, I think it's really important, you know, that everyone is encouraged to get out there, to be active and to feel good about themselves after it. And I think that's the big thing about women taking part in sport, no matter what the level. You know, it sometimes it's hard out there, but you never regret, you know, being active, and you always feel good afterwards. And I think for anyone who, you know, hasn't signed up or joined up with a group or an activity, that's the thing, is that you don't realize how good it is until you find it, you build it into your routine, your daily routine, and then you get to the point where you can't live without the, I suppose, the endorphins that you get after sport.
Of course, it's not just women involved in athletics as well. In the space of 8 years, things have improved enormously in men's athletics as well. Between men and women, we had just 12 athletes in London in 2017, but we've had 28 in Tokyo. We had just one top 12 finish in London, and that was Rob Heffernan, eighth in the 50-kilometre walk. And this is something I'm taking from Peace Cahill Denny, he wrote in the Irish Independent. And then we had 7 top 12 finishes in Tokyo. So it's both men and women. Things are coming along quite dramatically. What do you put that down to?
I think it's there's been a lot of investment in athletics, investment in the sport, and we're starting to invest in coaches now and appreciate the work that the coaches put in, because there's some really great technical coaches in Ireland for the sprints and the throws. And, you know, I think that's the events where you can make most kind of improvement, is technical events where you need specific, I suppose, instruction to do it, specific techniques, that if you have the right coaches, you can work on that. I mean, it's not always very easy to compete at the long distance is getting more difficult because there's more and more people doing it. But the technical events, there's still a lot of room for improvement there.
Indeed, and I think that's what makes the performance of Kate O'Connor so notable, wasn't it? The fact that it wasn't just one thing that she specialises in, but she had 7 events in which she performed so brilliantly to win her silver medal at the World Athletics Championships.
Yeah, I mean, not long ago, we could never have imagined that we would have a multi-eventer female, you know, taking a silver medal on the World Championships. And, you know, the World Championships is not much different than the Olympics. It's the same people taking part. So, you know, it's a realistic, you know, expectation that Kate will be up there fighting for the medals come LA in 2028. And it's great to see it. You know, it really is. But, you know, it's also a tough event. It's one where you have to really hold your body together, because you are training so many different areas to be able to be competitive across the events and get the best score at the end of the day.
You're inside in the TV studio watching all of these races and screaming and cheering on the Irish performances. But do you get a sense as well that this is something shared outside of the TV studio, that all around Ireland that there are people watching the likes of Kate O'Connor who were shouting on Cian McPhillips coming fourth in the men's 800 metres, that this creates a sense of national pride.
Yeah, I mean, this was the first time in a long time that we really felt that, you know, people were tuned in. And I think it probably helped that both Kate and Cian competed on Saturday afternoon. And so a lot of people were off work. It was a typical Saturday afternoon tuning into sport. I mean, we went for a walk down the street afterwards, and the next morning we met people in the coffee shop. And, you know, with Kate, they said they were dipping in and out of different pubs trying to catch her events as they were going on. So there was a real sense that people were organising their day around watching the athletics on the weekend and all through last week. So it's great to see that, and great to see that there's a big connection with athletics again, with the people in Ireland, because it's a bit difficult now because not everybody watches TV at the same time like we used to before, because there's so much, you know, different mediums that people are tuned into. But it's great to see the athletics bringing people together again and cheering for Irish athletes.
Sonia O'Sullivan, great having you with us to mark World Heart Day. Sonia is a Benecol brand ambassador. Thank you very much, Sonia, for being with us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.